Barbara Nielsen is a member of Caboolture Toastmasters who's experienced firsthand how the club can transform more than just your public speaking. Now she's on a mission to bring that same experience to Burpengary, to anyone that wants to build confidence, find their voice, or step into leadership. And she's here to tell us all about it. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Now, let's dive into this right at the beginning. How did you first find Toastmasters and what made you join Caboolture?
Well, I first found Toastmasters many years ago, more than 20 years ago, when I was working in Mount Isa. And my employer at the time paid for several of the staff members to do a workshop that the local Toastmasters Club was running. Mm-hmm. And that opened my eyes and I thought, yes, this is something I'd really like to do. It wasn't a good time in my life, so it took me 10 years, but I eventually joined in 2009.
There you go. Now, you're sort of very interested in the Burpengary area right now, Barbara. Why specifically Burpengary?
Well, as you said a moment ago, I'm involved in the Caboolture Club. Mm. I'm also involved in a club at, or a member of a club in Redcliffe, and two online clubs. So we have Redcliffe, we have Caboolture, we have North Lakes, and there's a big gap in between. And it's an expanding population in this area. And I just feel that I want to spread the benefits of Toastmasters.
Obviously. And the mission, obviously, is growing Toastmasters locally.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So with that gap in the Burpengary area, Barbara, just give us a little bit of an idea how you're going to go about this.
Well, in a few weeks, we're going to run just a public speaking workshop. I've run quite a few of these at some of the local libraries, actually, just introducing people to the idea of how to present yourself, how to speak confidently and in a way where people want to listen. So we'll do that, and then that will give us a bit of an idea who might be interested. And then 2 weeks later, I'm going to run a demonstration meeting. So it will be just how a Toastmasters meeting is run, except we will explain all the different roles along the way. And from this, I'm hoping that people will see it, listen, and think, yes, something I'd like to do.
Okay. And I'm just thinking to myself, what are people going to do when they get to the front door at this demonstration, Barbara? What's their first thought?
Well, some people are totally overwhelmed at the thought of standing up in front of people and speaking. And it's amazing. It is one of our biggest fears. I have seen people get up and sit down crying because they were so scared. But I think you're coming into a room where you're welcomed, you're made to feel comfortable, and we don't inflict too many big challenges on you right from the start. It's a slow process, starting with speaking. Well, the first thing we do is a warm-up where you just speak for about 20 seconds. So that's not a big challenge.
So at the end of that demonstration, what do you reckon those people are going to feel a little bit like?
Well, I'm hoping that we will have inspired most of them, all of them if possible, but most of them, to take the step, become a member, and we'll build a vibrant club for the Burpengary area.
Now, Barbara, I believe there's some myths about public speaking clubs. See if we can bust one or two of those this morning.
Okay. Oh, you want me to come up with the myths.
I see.
Well, some people think, but I can do a workshop on a weekend. But, you know, it's like riding a bike. We learn by doing repeatedly. Now, you might pay for a very expensive workshop on a weekend and then go home and think, oh, yeah, that was good. And if you don't continue to practice public speaking, those skills evaporate very quickly.
Yeah.
So the idea of Toastmasters is learn by doing, growing gradually, and we give feedback in a positive, supportive way to help you grow.
And Barbara, I think the really important thing is somebody doesn't need any experience to join. They can come along with zero confidence and still thrive.
Absolutely. Right. You know, we've had some people join because perhaps they had to give a speech at a wedding.
Hmm.
Well, you may even stretch it and say, well, I have to give a eulogy at a funeral. And they just come along to help fine-tune that speaking. And then you have the instance of people looking for an advancement at work, having to face an interview. Now, we do an impromptu speaking session during the meeting, and that helps you with interview skills because you've got to think on your feet and answer a question with no preparation or little preparation. So, yeah, it's just wide-ranging, the benefits that there are.
Can you share some of the real-world benefits that members will see? And as you said, going for a job interview, but career progression as well, Barbara.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. You know, when I first joined Toastmasters, I did not believe I had any leadership skills at all. And then through the process, we have a few leadership roles where you can work, first of all, with a few neighbouring clubs and then go to a wider area. And after more than about 12 years of being a Toastmaster, I was elected to the position of district director.
Mm.
Now, that was something I never in my wildest dreams I could do. But Toastmasters, in some ways you could say, dragged me or pushed me. But I built the confidence, and other people asked me if I was interested in it. So that was my own personal story on how Toastmasters gave me the confidence to do things that I would never have believed I could do.
Well done. Now, getting involved, Barbara, what would somebody need to do to come along, firstly, to the workshop or the demo nights? Tell us a little bit about that.
If you're thinking of joining a Toastmasters club, any Toastmasters club, I usually recommend to people to visit a couple of clubs if they're in your vicinity. Because although we have the same program, every club has its own vibe and its own personality, you might say, and you might feel more comfortable in one club than the other. But there's also the time factor, the venue factor. But I'm hoping that people will come along to Burbengary and think, yeah, I would like to be involved in actually creating or forming a new club. Of course, it will be with the support of some experienced Toastmasters.
There you go. Now, how can people follow along the progress of the new branch or register their interest, Barbara?
There is an active Facebook page that's being set up by a colleague. And we're taking the registration for the workshop is through an Eventbrite link.
Good.
But also my email is on that is on that information.
Okay.
So you could email me or you can just turn up. It's good if you're registered because we need to know who's coming.
Well, you better give me some details as to where and when that demo is happening.
Yeah, well, the workshop is going to be held at the Artisans Guild building over on Old Bay Road.
Yeah.
It's a amazing group of people, and they were really supportive. There was one particular lady at the meeting when I put forward my proposal, said, yes, we must do this. Toastmasters is great. And I could have hugged her.
Don't you love that?
yeah. So that's where it is. And it's on Thursday, the 25th of June in the evening.
Yep.
I'll be there from 6:30, probably a bit before that.
Mm.
But the meeting will be from about 6:30 till 8:30.
Okay.
The workshop.
Good.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Now, at the Artisans Guild there, which is fabulous. So 6:30, what time does it normally wrap up, Barbara?
a meeting usually goes for about an hour and a half to 2 hours.
Yeah, so you're not there forever.
No. Mm-hmm. We'll be finished, packed up, moving out by 8:30.
Okay, that's lovely. Barbara, what a vision. I mean, thank you so much for coming and sharing this with us and for everything that Toastmaster has given you personally to the work that you're doing to make sure that Burpengary Club gets up on its own. It's clear that it means a whole lot more than just meetings and speeches. If there's one thing the takeaway from today's conversation, it's that the confidence isn't something that you either have to have or you don't have. It's something you can build one meeting at a time. To anyone listening who has been sitting on the fence there, now it's time. Go along, see it for yourself, and I think it's the 25th of June at the Artisans Guild there on Old Bay Road, and about 6:30. Find your voice. Thanks, Barbara Nielsen from the Caboolture Toastmasters, for joining us today and sharing your passion for Toastmasters and all of the community that you're involving. Head to 101.5 FM and hear more podcasts from your region, the City of Moreton. Thanks, Barbara.
Thank you so much, Rosemary. It's just a delight to have been here this morning.